Hello, just another normal day at the office, isn't it?
Just a normal day, isn't it?
So,
what? What are you laughing at?
I mean, Matt, obviously, Windows Day. It's always a good laugh. We had a Keith here, right? It's the sort of thing. Maybe. Keith. Wait, Gareth, come here, right? Look at this, normal day, right? Just a normal office. What are you doing?
We've got Hoff everywhere. Being sponsored.
So that's the sort of thing, I'm in everywhere. That's the sort of thing we'll be doing today. We always, always a good laugh, raised quite a lot last time, didn't we? But, on a serious note, it is comic relief, and we are raising money for people who are starving to death. If I make people laugh while I'm saving lives, sue me. But, do it. That's the countenance, and that's the boss encouraging it. So what sort of day is it? Is it normal? I've got the Slough Gazette coming down to take a photo.
What time are you coming down?
About 5-ish, so...
Listen, they'll love us.
No, it's just me. I've got something planned.
Well, you'll be in it, then.
Well, not really, I called
them. They'll love us.
Yeah, stop trying to worm into someone else's photo. Everyone's joining in. This young lady, oh, a bit saucy, selling kisses for the lads, or the ladies, if there are any ladies that like that sort. I don't think there are any in this office, and if there are, good luck to them, they're all welcome, we're all equal now. So it's different for girls anyway, isn't it? It's more light-hearted, lower risk.
Erotic.
Well, not in this case. I mean, it's not a sexual day. It's, Oh, you thought it was bad before. Here's the man, Finchy.
Very nice, there.
Oh, here it goes.
Kisses for a quid.
Oh, he's seen
it. That's a good card. Do you mind kissing me on the nose?
No, put your quid in.
Okay. Kiss me on the nose. Hey, what do I get for a tenner?
Oh, no.
Squeal, piggy, squeal.
Oh, God!
Nah, I'm not that desperate.
Oh, who's this family? That's a bit depressing. That's not on.
Don't get me wrong, I've got nothing against this sort of thing. It's a good cause, but I just don't want to have to join in with someone else's idea of wackiness. Okay, it's the wackiness I can't stand. It's like you see someone outside as they're collecting for cancer research because they've been personally affected by it or whatever, or I don't know, an old bloke selling poppies. There's a dignity about that, right? It's sort of a real quiet dignity.
Here we go.
No, come on, just leave it. And that's what today's all about. Dignity. Always dignity.
Kids are going to sing
those. Sure, there's people watching this now going, "Oi, Brent, why are you still bothering with comic relief? They're always doing it and there's still people starving. That's why I'm still doing it. That's why you should too, you know." Probably put a number up there, should we? People want to make donations, or, you know, and I hear people go, "Oh no, the money just goes to hungry foreigners." Not true. A lot of it stays in this country, you know, goes to homegrown problem, aka the disabled. You know, a lot of money goes to these fellas. No, I'm not saying it goes to you, you know, if you don't need it, do you? You're working. But if you do claim for it, you might probably claim for other stuff, and that's up to you, as long as you don't abuse the system, you know. Sadly, a lot of them are.
What do you mean?
A lot of people are abusing the system.
You want to make sure that people that say they're crippled...
Disabled.
...actually are disabled.
What, are you suggesting that people pretend to be disabled in order to claim money off the DSS?
I don't know, I'm just saying there should be tests, that's all.
Oh, God, what tests?
Well, stick pins in their legs, see if they react.
That is not going to work. I have feelings in my legs, I just can't walk.
Alright, I'm just saying there should be tests.
We're all ears, Gareth.
Oh, I don't know. When they go down the DSS to make a claim, then they should set off a fire alarm, a fake fire alarm. Everybody legs it out the office, leaving them there. If they're fake, they'll be up and running with you. If they're real, they'll be left there screaming for help. Then you just come back in and say, it's all right, don't cry. It's just a test, you passed, here's your money.
Yeah, spend it on what you like, one of those little blue cars or whatever you want, another...
It's just one idea.
Yeah.
So, that's... She's joining in with it. You want to put this on, little nose?
No, I don't.
No? It's up to you, up to her. Her own decisions.
Gareth, you know I'm doing Kisses for a Pound as well, that Dawn.
Well, you're not. I wouldn't pay you if you were.
I know, so I'll put your pound in, sure. I'll put a pound in, so you kiss me.
No, I wouldn't kiss you if you paid me.
Well, I am paying, Gareth. It's quite simple. So, first of all, just as it's for charity, I need to just get what's
Why are you such a bender? No, get off of me.
Oh, Bender, I'm just...
Get off.
I'm not... Get off.
I'm not kissing you. I didn't put a pound in.
Well, I'm going to put a pound
You're
in.
Such a pervert.
I'm not putting a pound in. That just feels good, though. That
get off of
that
me.
That feels better.
I hope you're getting all this.
I hope you're getting all this.
And I hope your girlfriend knows that you're gay, because otherwise she's going to get a big surprise.
Oh, hang on, is that your big surprise?
I've got your big surprise.
I've got it. I've found this big surprise. It's... Oh, okay. All right, okay. Okay.
Flip a neck.
Don't
take things too far.
All right, just don't. Why are you so hat up about it?
That was one way. I didn't.
Oh.
Didn't kiss him back.
Oh. Oh.
He's funny. He's funny, bro.
Yeah,
you
ready? Come on,
mate.
Well,
you
got it.
Yeah.
Okay, gather around, everybody. We've got a little surprise for you. Do you want to come away from your desk?
Do you remember where we were in that game?
Sheila? Oh, Sheila, nice costume. You look fantastic. Okay, would you please give a big, warm welcome to the fantastic Neil Godwin and the lovely Rachel.
Yay!
Okay.
It's that time again. Now, we've both suffered for our art here. Please, would you mind suffering with us? And I'm going to be collecting at the end, so if you could give generously. Thanks very much. Jennifer, could you do the honours, please?
Dancing, you should have come to me, couldn't you? If you want,
I know you'd rehearse that as a plan.
What, I did dance
big time,
more modern stuff than that as well. Yeah, I sort of fused flash dance with MC Hammer shit.
To give a donation for that, do we?
Well, don't say it like that. All the money collected is for both dances, for both excellent dances. In there, well, you know, if there is a difference, mine was impromptu. So, but I don't think you should get extra points for that necessarily. Make your own minds up. Leave me out of it. I'm collecting for charity, all right? So, you've seen me entertain and raise money, but maybe I'd like to do that in the future for a living, you know, use my humour and my profile to both help and amuse people, you know, and if it's ideas for TV shows, you know, game shows or whatever you want, I'm your man, you know. I'm already exploring the entertainment avenue with my management training, but, you know, I'd like to do that on a global scale, really, and that's not going, oh, look at me today, I'm entertaining whilst saving lives, aren't I brilliant? It's going, if you think I'm brilliant, then give generously and help save these guys who are starving, but are also brilliant, not as entertainers, a lot of them can't even speak English, but, you know, don't give them their own game show, but save them from dying at least, and then maybe they could, you know, do something in their own country on television or whatever they have, the wireless or, I don't know, someone, give them a job on the World Service or something.
We're from the local mental hospital. Is Gareth Keenan here? Because
he's escaped.
Because he is mental.
It's my crew. Kisses for a quid. Yes, I will. Thank you very much. Great.
Man, mate.
Oh,
that's all we need.
Come on.
Sorry about this, my mad mate.
Stalking.
They finally come to take you away then.
Hey, are you mad as well?
Guilty.
He's the boss. Yeah. Oh, give us a job.
I've already got one reprobate, thanks very much.
Jimmy the Purr.
All right, mate.
And the Og Monster.
Oh, bloody hell. What's the weather like up there?
Oh, I heard that before.
The parents put you in a grow bag when you were little, did they?
That's old one.
Let's grow ourselves a big, lanky, goggle-eyed freak.
All right, calm down, mate. There's no need to get offensive.
No, I was joining in.
Call you fatty.
All right, no, I was joining in.
Don't have a go at the eyes, because that is a stigmatism I've had from the age of 5. So that's what makes them a bit bulbous. So don't just... I can call you like whale man or the blubber man.
No, but I don't go around calling myself the Mong boy.
Well, I don't either. I call myself the Og Monster.
I'm not going to call you the Og Monster.
Well, that's my name, isn't
it? No, it's not. What's your real name?
Nathan.
It's a good name.
Is it?
Yes. I call you Nathan.
I didn't call you face.
What's the matter with him?
Yeah. I've got a sponsorship form for Comic Relief. I wanted to enter into the spirit a bit more, you know. So, gents, sorry to interrupt. I wonder if you'd like to sponsor me. I have to hide as many of Gareth's possessions as I can from him for the rest of the day.
You could do what?
I will be hiding Gareth's belongings.
I'll give you a 2 quid for the lot.
2 quid for the lot, yeah, it's the most generous offer.
Oh, they're waiting for me. Oh, break it up. Put it down.
No, they wouldn't. She wouldn't. Her husband's loaded, isn't he?
He does okay.
Oh, dear. Oh. What a day.
Okay, David, do you have that report?
Oh, glad you brought that up.
That's why I'm here.
Yep. Yes. Formulating a lot of good ideas that are
no,
very
David,
exciting.
I don't want to talk about our report or the report we're going to do soon. I'm talking about the report we talked about 4 days ago that was definitely going to be done today. You know how important I consider this report to be. I come in and I discover that this is the fruit of your labours.
Don't go just through
read
my stuff
the first
and I'm
sentence.
Not in it.
Just please, read the first sentence for Jennifer.
Imagine a cross between Telly Addicts and Noel's House Party. You've just imagined Upstairs Downstairs, a new quiz show devised and hosted by David Brent.
David, I just don't understand this.
Well, the contestants run upstairs and they get a clue.
No, not the game show. I don't understand why you haven't done the report you said you'd do. I don't understand your consistent negligence and failure to do what is asked of you.
Because you're viewing my methods like there's something missing. Like, you're looking at it like the jigsaw that it is, but you're viewing it through a keyhole when really you should be...
David, some words would be useful here.
Oh. I think actions speak louder than words.
You're on a warning. Hey, that's the action I'm going to take. It's a verbal warning, obviously three strikes and you're out, and things have got to change.
Fine. Give me all three now then, because, oh, I'd love to see you run this place, but you'd have a mutiny on your hands for a start, because they would, if that's what you want, come on, let's bring it on.
No, David, that's not what I want. I want to see this place run with you doing your job, okay?
Okay.
Take the verbal warning.
Still take the warning.
Take the verbal warning, learn from it, and let's move onwards and upwards. Okay.
Neil makes me laugh though, because, you know, this is interfering. It's his timing. You going on about he wants some report doing. It's Red Nose Day, you know. Oh, what's more important, you Neil, with your report, or some starving children? Oh, I dunno, you know. Oh, what would Lenny Henry say? I think we know. Imagine him going out of the door on Comic Relief Day and Dawn French is going, "Where are you going? You haven't done the washing up, you haven't put the rubbish out, do it yourself, I've got to save some Africans."
What are you reading?
Holiday brochure.
Why is that then? Going on holiday?
Possibly.
Where to?
States.
United States?
Yeah.
Don't know if you've heard the gossip, but Tim's going out with Rachel.
I'd heard.
Yeah, because he used to fancy you, didn't he?
Oh, did he? Well,
yeah, he did, and now he's found someone better.
You seen my phone?
Huh?
Where's my phone? Have you got it? Where have you put it? Seriously, where have you put my phone? Don't believe it!
Gareth!
So many times I've told you not to...
Gareth, touch listen,
my stuff!
Excuse me, it's...
Phone is a different matter.
Gareth, it's for charity.
What else
all
right?
Take?
I'm taking... Where's my tiny tanks?
Ha ha!
How am I supposed to work?
You'll just have to hop to it.
A lot of crime in America.
Right, well, I'll be careful.
Word of advice, keep your traveller's checks in a bum bag.
Thanks, I'll buy one.
Or when you get there?
Yep.
Word of warning then, out there they call them fanny packs. Because fanny means your arse over there. Not your minge.
Where is... God, you're so immature. Where... Right, I demand that everything
Gareth,
is
stop
back...
stop helping everyone.
Well, how am I supposed to do any work?
Garrett, I've told you, it's for charity.
It's not for charity, though, is it? It's for you winding me up.
Garrett, you've stop been hopping doing... again.
I don't have to hop all day. It's just when I'm moving that I have to hop.
Where does it say that in the rule book?
Where is my... See? That's mine, for a start, straight away. How am I... Where's the rest of it?
Garrett. Okay, Garrett, just calm down, okay? Have a seat, you've been on your foot all day.
Oh, God, how do you hide a chair?
Give him a room for you. See if I can get something like that.
Well,
Dawny.
Taylor.
Yeah,
sure.
You alright?
Yeah.
Good. Hello,
mate. There you go, love. Prawn and avocado. Thank you. See you later.
Yeah,
see
wait, you. Are you not going to eat here?
No, I've got to get back.
Oh, okay. Well, I've made £19 today.
Yeah? Any of it going to English kids, or is it all going abroad, I suppose?
Well, just, will you please, stop moaning, give her a quid for a kiss.
I'm not paying for it, mate.
Listen, them's the rules, do it.
All right.
Thank you.
There you go, what are you for that?
Hey.
Come here.
Oh! Oh!
Oh, good, that's great.
See you later. Mwah. Thank you. Thank you. See ya.
See ya.
Bye.
Right. Oh. My contribution.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
why do you want a kiss?
Hmm?
Why do you want a kiss?
That's all right. I'll just... Well, I'm giving the pound.
Got to have a kiss.
I don't have to have a kiss.
Ooh.
Just working.
I'm very bored.
Excuse me. Desk procedures, chairs are sitting on.
Oops. I think he's a little bit jealous that he's not getting the view you're getting.
Wrong. I got the arse this side, so I'd only want to be sitting where he's sitting if he was wearing a skirt. Then I could look up there. At it.
Aren't you going to defend my honour?
No. I think you'd better get off the table.
He's getting a bit embarrassed on your girlfriend.
I'm not.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're cool.
Put that in tomorrow.
But it's the one that we'll do it around lunchtime, I think.
Excuse me, Leonard.
Yes.
Can we have another quick word?
Not now, no. I'm literally running downstairs this minute.
What for?
The Gazette are coming in to take my picture. So I'm going to be in the paper. Well, Wernham Hogg are going to be in the paper. Free advertising. So that's not why I'm doing it.
This shouldn't take long.
Okay.
sorry to spring this on you now. We've been discussing something that you said earlier, and it's certainly something we've been thinking about as well. We'd like to offer you a very generous redundancy package.
Are you offering me it, or are you telling me I've got to take it?
We're telling you you've got to take it.
We will put in a proper meeting tomorrow.
It's good timing, isn't it? Telling me that today, the day of laughter. Brilliant. That's that ruined, isn't it? That's what I was... Little pockets and everything. So now I've got to try and go down there and be funny. That's going to be... good, isn't it? With that... going through. I knew you were up to summer, planning summer. Jennifer, do you agree with this? Because we can... I'll be alright. Don't worry about me. I've got other irons in the fire, so this is the best thing that's ever happened to me, to be honest. But I'm going to love to see you telling that lot out there, because you are going to have a mutiny on your hands. They will go berserk. Definitely. If that's it, can you leave now, please? Go on. I've got stuff to do. I've got laughter. I've got money to raise. Mouths to feed.
It's your time.
Yeah. If you're wondering what that meeting was just about in there, that's it. I've been made redundant. Yeah. After it was me who saved others from redundancy, and then it's back. The good die young. But, I said you lot are go mental. And I've got to go and give laughter. But see ya. Huh?
Okay. Just want to make it peck.
Wow. Yeah.
Just run around a bit.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Good. Okay. Now smile, it's for comic relief.
Can I just do it down there?
Yeah, just... Can you make it peck at your mates, like Roy Hudd?
Rod Hull.
Yeah, just do that. Good. Yeah. Okay, good. That's fine. Yeah.
Alright.
It's a bit dark, actually. I didn't bring a flash. Probably won't be able to use these, actually. Okay. Don't be disappointed if they're not in.
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Hi. Well done, David.
Well done, mate.
No worries.
Did I miss it?
Yeah.
So what becomes of you, my love, when they have finally stripped you off the handbags and the glad rags that your granddad had swept for you goodbye. 3 Eckerson.